Hi, this is your host, Swapnil Bhartia, and welcome to our special series of interviews for Presto Con Day. And today we have with us Vinod Chander, creator of Apache Hoodie. Vinod, first of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
You are the creator of the project, so let's get the quick story and history of the project.
I'm the project chair for Apache Hoodie at the Apache Software Foundation. And I've been building data systems of different sizes and shapes for 10 years now. And I worked on the Oracle data replication products. I led the LinkedIn's Voldemort Key Value Store. At Confluent, I worked on like Apache Kafka and KSQL. And of course, Hoodie is a project which I co-created while I was working at Uber and designing its overall data architecture. I created Apache Hoodie while we were designing the overall data architecture at Uber. We ran into a lot of foundational gaps with, you know, the traditional data lake architectures of that time. And we created Hoodie as a database abstraction over, you know, lake storage, and with which you can then interactively query from, you know, all your existing major lake query engines.
What you did allude to that, but if you look at the community and the ecosystem, there are a lot of projects, they tend to solve problems. Sometimes there are overlaps, sometimes there are gaps. So when we look at Presto, where does Hoodie fit in there? And do you see there are still some gaps in this space that need to be filled? So let's start with Hoodie's role in the Presto ecosystem. And then what are the gaps that you still see that are there to be filled?
Yeah. So Hoodie provides, like I mentioned, database abstraction over lake storage, which is then interactively queryable from Presto, right? And Hoodie tables, managed tables, actually go hand in hand with Presto, because while Presto brings a blazingly fast query engine, Hoodie provides the other part, which is a optimized data lake storage. And, you know, with this combination, it just makes it like a, you know, an attractive alternative to your data warehouse, for example. So simply put, Hoodie is a open data lake platform. And it's built on stream processing design principles. And it provides a fully self-managing data plane. It provides an ability to do upsets, deletes, transactions. You know, it provides a streaming ingestion service, data compaction, data clustering, file size management, storage layout management, and all of these over the open file formats such as Parquet that you can already query on Presto, right? And then these tables are then actually queryable from almost all popular data lake engines: Presto, Hive, Flink, Spark, Redshift, Impala, and even AWS Athena. And what really Hoodie provides is, again, it's streaming design. So Hoodie can deliver data orders of magnitudes fresher than traditional data lake storage. And if you now take Hoodie and combine it with Presto, you can pave way for near real-time analytics right on top of data lakes.
Now let's talk about Presto and Presto Foundation. Of course, your project is at Apache Foundation. Presto is at Linux Foundation. And these foundations, they have done an incredible job. I mean, there are many more of the foundations to not only democratize open source, but also create frameworks for, so it's very easy for developers and maintainers like you to not have to worry about a lot of extra things that you should not have to worry about in the first place. You should just focus on your project and building your community. So now there is the event coming up. So talk about what value do you see in events like these when you are already collaborating with a wide community which is using your project, which is contributing to the product. So let's talk about the importance and value of events like these.
Yeah, actually, it's a great question. So I think events like these are really, really important because open source can also be, you know, there's a lot of projects, a lot of choices, right? Sometimes it's good to see that various, you know, community come together and actually share ideas in a very kind of like cohesive way. I feel like these events are what make open source ultimately consumable to the kind of the mass developer base that we have. And without this, it'll be for an end user, right, who's say new to data lakes and this data space, it's a very kind of like, you know, it's a lot of choices. It can be confusing at times. And these kinds of events actually lend clarity to, okay, where does each piece fit in the puzzle?
So in what capacity are you or Hoodie the project participating in this event?
At PrestoCon 21, I'll be part of the Presto ecosystem panel round two. We did a one last time around, and this time we'll be discussing how everything has evolved from the last time, and also how and where the Hoodie Presto integration is headed. We also have a talk from the community around the clustering features that we've introduced in Hoodie and how that together, like I mentioned, with the query capabilities of Presto can help you actually achieve like much, much better query performance.
If I look at Hoodie, you know, as I was saying that, you know, it's part of Apache Foundation, but Presto is part of Linux Foundation. So for a lot of outsiders, it might look like, you know, different foundation, in a way competing foundations, but on ground reality, how easy or difficult it is for you folks to collaborate with each other, irrespective of course, licenses do play a role because it has to be compatible. Other than that, how easy it is for a project which is hosted by one foundation with a project which is hosted in some other foundation?
That's a great question. So I think for our specific scenario, we didn't face a lot of actually issues because our collaboration with Presto goes even before Presto was in the Presto Foundation or the Linux Foundation, or Hoodie was in the Apache Software Foundation. So we've had actually very good collaboration trying to merge our patches or with the community. So and also our integration with Presto is fairly on the lighter weight side relative to some other integrations. So that also I would say helps, right? But at the engineering level, I think everybody comes with the same mindset, which is to help the community out there while building like a great product which is fully open source. So I think it works itself out.
What are the things that you are excited about or you would recommend people to look for at the upcoming PrestoCon Day event?
Yeah, so I would recommend people to have like a like an open mind towards learning new things and trying to also like absorb the use cases that people are presenting, but also most importantly understand if or whether how they relate to your own challenges, right? And that plays a critical role in being able to successfully adopt open source projects and stacks in your companies.
Awesome. Vinod, thank you so much for taking time out today and talk about not only your project, we also a little bit talked about how foundations, they work together, how they make it easy for maintainers, creators like you to just work on the project instead of worrying about all the logistic and other legal mumbo jumbo comes with it. And we also talked about the event. So thank you so much. And I'd love to talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me. And this is awesome.